Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for seven plays that are magnificent. Ergo, we refer to this as the Magnificent Seven. Robbie the Degenerate, he gives you his best seven plays to win money this weekend. What do you got for us, Robbie?
All right, so real quick right now, we got the KBO live on ESPN. It's the NC Dinos against the Hanwha Eagles. It's 11-0 right now. We're about to start the ninth inning. You're going to have two. I mean, yeah, the road team is technically winning 11-0, so you're going to have two halves of the ninth inning. The live over-under is 11.5. NC Dinos, I think they've done enough already. 11 runs. They got their win already. They don't need to add on any more runs. They're just going to get the three outs, and they're satisfied with the result. And meanwhile, the Hanwha Eagles, they've had two hits the whole game. It's been and now they're down 11-0 with no crowd in the stands. Live under 11.5. Take it right now. There's not going to be any more runs. I had to get that in there quick.
Got it. Number two, Robbie.
All right, now, I know Leroy would get mad at this. I know, trust me, Tobin, I promise, I'm going to have UFC bets on there. But I can't ignore locks. I can't ignore layups, no matter what the sport is or
Understood.
How stupid the sport is. And we got simulated action between the 1988 and 89 Chicago Bulls taking on the 1994-95 New York Knicks.
That should have been higher up on my list.
Oh, simulated games?
And betting on simulated
what
is games.
What team are the 88 Bulls taking on?
They are on the road in Madison Square Garden taking on the 94-95 New York Knicks.
Oh, Jesus.
This is the biggest bro
Go
argument
Mecca,
ever.
Bro.
And the Bulls are laying 2.5 points at the Mecca, bro.
The Mecca, bro.
Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but NBA 2K has been pretty stupid. Last week, I lost a bet. I bet the Heat to lay 2.5 points at home against the Cavaliers, who they routinely pound, and they won by 1 point in overtime. So now I know NBA 2K is completely stupid. Now, so why not, instead of, you know, being angry at the result, why not take advantage of their stupidity? The Bulls here on the road favored by 2.5 points. Now, if you guys know, this Bulls team hadn't won anything yet. These were considered the choking Bulls. They haven't won a title yet. And this New York Knicks team, they were in the finals the year before. Now, if this is a real game, I think the Knicks, everybody would jump on the Knicks getting the 2.5 points at home at the Mecca against the choking Jordan. But I don't think Michael Jordan is going to allow. I think he sends a memo to NBA 2K. He's probably not allowed to lose or not cover. You saw what happened in The Last Dance. He was in complete control of that, and some say it was propaganda with his last dance.
Yep, I agree.
I'm pretty sure if the Bulls lose or fail to cover in this game and Jordan doesn't have a good game, I think NBA 2K will get canceled.
And wasn't there a thing back in the day, too, with Jordan? Like, didn't he not allow himself to be in video games? Or am I thinking of Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds was definitely not allowed. There was always some weird guy to replace Barry Bonds in the video game.
Right. Like, he was never – you could never be Bonds in these video games, and they always just had some superstar rando on the Giants. They didn't do that with Jordan, too? That wasn't a thing?
I'm sure back in the day when those video games were out, I'm sure it might have been a thing. Maybe he wasn't – I know Bonds wasn't a part of the Players Association, and that's why he was in the video game. But I think the 88, 89 Bulls are obviously going to have Jordan on in the simulated action.
Okay.
Yeah, and the 2K and the 2K classic teams all have Jordan routinely. Maybe while he was playing, he wasn't on the roster, but now, but for classical teams, since he's not playing anymore, and he's not a part of the Players Association anymore, all fair game. But the temptation is going to be to take the Knicks and the home dog. Don't buy it. It's rigged. Jordan's going to win by a million points. Lay the 2.5 with the 88-89 Bulls.
Okay. All right, Robbie, number three.
All right, and one more, Leroy, I promise. Last one, and then the rest are all real people bets. But I can't ignore this.
Real people bets. You mean sports bets.
I mean, the action is real all account. The action doesn't care about whether it's betting on robots or betting on people. But
action is action.
Action is action. So you got it's back. The Bills overtrain. The Detroit Lions at the Buffalo Bills. This is a noon action tomorrow. The over-under is set only at 50.5. Now, here's what the trick they're trying to do to people is. The game is going to be played with light snow. Don't buy it. It's not. It's alternate reality. The snow is not going to have an effect on the total whatsoever. There's still going to be a million points in this game. Think about it. The Bills gave up 40-plus points at home to Daniel Jones. They've gotten blown out by the Jets multiple times at home in this simulated alternate reality. So they've been an over machine. Don't the light snow is a trick, people. Don't fall for it. Take the over 50.5. You're getting a discounted line because of this quote-unquote light snow. Don't buy it.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So wait. We are now adding elements to a simulated game. And Rob is saying, while betting his money on it, don't buy it. It's simulated.
Unbelievable.
These guys are tricksters. I only know this stuff because I've fallen for all of the tricks.
Wow. Unbelievable.
All right. Real people.
Number four, Rob.
Real people. Bundesliga.
Ah.
Bayern Munich against Bayer Leverkusen. Now, there's two lines. Have you guys ever played quarterball?
No.
All right.
No.
Here's how quarterball works in soccer. There are two lines for this. What it does is it takes half of your bet and places it on one line and half of the bet on the other. So in this case, Bayern Munich is favored by both one goal and by 1.5. But you're placing one bet, and what they do with that one bet is they take half your bet and put it on Bayern Munich -1 and half the bet on Bayern Munich -1.5. Now, Bayern has been I would look so embarrassed last week betting against Bayern, taking the three goals, and they won 5-0. I've never looked so foolish in my life betting against Bayern. I'm not doing that anymore. Bayern is a machine. They are a complete train. Now, here's how it works. There's a little bit of an out. I think they're going to easily win by more than 1.5 goals. They're going to win by 2 or more. If they only win by one goal, you lose. Yes, you basically get half your bet back because you pushed on the other bet. So, quarter ball action, Bayern Munich, -1 and -1.5. I don't think you have to worry. I think you're going to end up winning both sides. Bayern Munich wins with ease.
By the way, I've been looking this up.
I think some of your degeneracy is oozing on to me.
I've been, I looked up this, Jordan. This was the thing where Jordan wasn't in video games throughout the 90s.
Well, somebody just texted me, Barry Bonds has his own licensing agreement.
Yeah, well, so did Jordan. So did right. Jordan. He didn't actually get back into games until the 2000s. It was the first game Jordan appeared in for 2K Sports was NBA 2K11. They had like a huge deal for his own, but yeah, he had his own agreement and wasn't in the NBA's Players Associations because it was money. You know, he wanted more money.
And wasn't he on the cover in one of the 2K games recently? Like, that was a big thing, Jordan.
Yeah, I think it was probably this. Mm-hmm. It was probably like in the Big Three era, around that time. What else you got, Robbie?
All right, Tobin. How about some fights?
Let's go, man.
All right.
250 tomorrow.
The big number, UFC 250. I think Amber might think it's a channel. UFC 250. She's going to be looking, where's this UFC 250 channel?
I saw people were talking about her praying mantis pinkies yesterday on the Instagram.
You just a tiny little flaw.
Okay, so what do we got for fights, Robbie?
All right, you got Rafael Assunção taking on Cody Garbrandt. Now, Cody Garbrandt's your favorite here, minus 150. Rafael Assunção is at plus 120. Now, this is both of these fighters having the extended camp. Both these guys are supposed to fight a couple months ago, and their fight got canceled and pushed back. A little bit of money coming in on Assunção, and here's why. Garbrandt hasn't fought since March 2019, kind of like Tyron Woodley. He hasn't fought in a while. Yep. Assunção is a little bit fresher. He fought last August. Now, Garbrandt, he said he's fallen on some hard tides, Tobin. Lost three in a row. Hasn't lost since 2016.
He won that championships, and it's been... People thought he was going to be like the next star. I thought he was. Because when he won that championship against Dominic Cruz, he was unbelievable. But he had some bad knockout losses to TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah, he got pummeled, and then he lost another fight afterwards. He was 11-0. He's lost three in a row, falling on some hard times. Assunção, he had a bad 2019, lost both of his fights. But before that, he won his previous four. I think there's a little bit of value in Assunção as an underdog. And we've seen these past couple UFC cards, there's been an underdog that slipped through, like Gilbert Burns or Alistair Overeem, or who beat Tony Ferguson. Oh, Gaethje, Justin Gaethje. I feel like there's been an underdog in these UFC cards. I feel like in this case, it's going to be Rafael Assunção, Cody Garbrandt, long layoff, not the fighter he used to be. Take Assunção, plus 120.
Okay, number six.
All right, how about a little fight parlay?
A little fight parlay, Leroy.
Hello, here comes Amanda Nunes.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. If you want to bet Amanda Nunes, you got to lay minus 650 against Felicia Spencer.
Yeah.
And Amanda Nunes, she's the greatest of all time.
Of all time, man.
It's hard to see her lose, but you don't want to lay minus 650, so you got to throw some other fights in there to make the numbers work. How about Sean O'Malley?
Man. The Sugar Show.
Minus 550 against Eddie Wineland. But we're still quite not there yet. So we need one more fight. We got Herbert Burns. I don't know if he's I don't think he's Gilbert Burns' brother.
He is actually.
He is Gilbert Burns' brother? All right, so there you go. Minus 235 against Evan Dunham. Only three fights, three winners, and you're good. Minus 106. No 5-6-17 parlay. Just three fights, and you got Amanda Nunes in there, which is the biggest layup of all.
All right. And then number seven, Robbie.
All right. How about a little futures bet? But not that much in the future. So you could bet on who is going to be the next head coach of the New York Knicks. Now, here are the nominees. Tom Thibodeau is your favorite at minus 200. You got Mark Jackson, plus 450. Now, I mean, Mark Jackson had his issues with the Warriors. You know, nobody liked Mark Jackson on the coaching staff when he was with the Warriors. And maybe he held the Warriors back. As soon as he left, they started winning everything. Thibodeau is Thibodeau. You know what he is. He's going to run his players to the ground. You got Mike.
We did have Jimmy Butler thinking that he got a little soft in Minnesota.
Yeah, Wiggins and Towns.
Yep.
And then you got Mike Miller. Not that Mike Miller. Not 1-2-3 Mike Miller. Their current, I believe he's their current interim coach. He's at plus.
Who's the bald coach? The black.
Oh, that's Boylan.
No. Okay.
You think of Mike Woodson?
Mike Woodson. There you go.
Mike Miller plus 600. They're not going to bring back Mike Miller. There's no way that's happening. You got Kenny Atkinson, maybe out of spite to the Nets, you could bring him in at plus 600. You got Ty Lue at plus 700. But how about deep down on the list? This person's last on the list, and this might be the best coach out of all of the names. And this person's getting paid out 25-1 plus 2,500. You guys want to get paid? Becky Hammon.
She has
been on the Spurs staff since 2014. She was the head coach of the summer league team for the San Antonio Spurs. And look, we know James Dolan, he kind of stepped in it this past week. James Dolan, maybe take the spotlight away from him for a little bit. It's a little bit of a good PR move to bring in Becky Hammon. No one's talking about James Dolan. Wow, New York Knicks, first ever woman head coach hired. And she's probably the best coach out of all the people I've named. Up and coming, hasn't had any issues in the past. At 25-1.
Greg Popovich has her sensei.
What about Duncan? If you're going to mention her.
Tim Duncan?
Well, Tim Duncan just started. He just started being an assistant coach.
I don't think Tim Duncan wants to leave San Antonio. I think he just wants to live there.
He just wants... Well, you'd have to get rid of the dreads.
Yeah, well, you got Borrego from Charlotte.
He has a dread. One dread.
Yeah, Popovich has a tree. You got Borrego in Charlotte. You got Brett Brown with the Sixers. And so, yeah, you take it from the Popovich tree. Maybe the best coach. And it's going to take – for at least a few minutes, it's going to take the shine away from James Dolan. It's going to be –
Ooh, how do you think they react in New York?
Bro.
There's certain places that
you got a coach. She's a woman. You know, she's out there. You know, it's good. You know, it's good. People gonna like it. I don't know. I like it. I mean, I don't know. You gonna like it? Back after this on the Fan.
You don't find Knicks fans are gonna be super progressive and understanding?
No.
She's got a coach on the Mecca, bro.
Oh my God.
I'd be interested. You know what? I'm curious. And we're supposed to have Spike Lee on next week, right? I'm curious to this. Is it possible, with how bad the Knicks have been,
yeah,
and how up and coming the Brooklyn Nets look, if they start getting more attention than the Knicks because of the owner?
I don't know. Right now, that place just kind of like, you know, they don't really have fans. People just basketball fans go, not so much Nets right. fans.
Well, and
but yeah, I suppose if they win championships or go to the finals, I'm sure they could become the thing.
Well,
but
the Nets have gone to the finals more recently than the Knicks.
True. But I think it's that was when they were in Jersey. I think it's more of a it's kind of like a Clippers Lakers thing. I just don't think
that's what I was getting ready to say.
It's so rooted. I just don't think you could change it.
Like, that's what I was getting ready to say is that, man, the Clippers, before LeBron got to L.A. and towards the end of Kobe's career, they were the team that was making all the moves to contend for a title, and they never could get there.
They got Kawhi and Paul George now, and supposedly in L.A. It's like it's not even a thing.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Right.
Not even close to the Lakers. We'll take a break. Back with more on Tobin and Leroy after this.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.